Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right. We're here to help get you some answers. Alex, Sarah, let's say hi to Adam.
Hey, what's up, Adam?
Hey, how's it going?
Adam, sorry to hear that you got ghosted, but before we try to reach Nikki, tell us about how you guys met and what happened.
Well, we met in our church singles group. Okay. And just a sidebar for the guys out there, it's an amazing place. There's like a million women and five dudes. So have fun with that.
Wow. Okay.
We had a great date and I haven't heard back from her. I mean, there's really not a whole lot that I can give you on why, you know, she's avoiding me.
So she's not been in a church.
Exactly.
So not only is she ghosting you.
She's ghosting God.
She's ghosting God. All right, let's call her, see if we can figure out what happened.
Hello?
Nikki, I hope we didn't wake you up. Good morning, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio this morning. Before you say anything else, I just want to tell you what we're calling you for. It's our segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we also have Adam on the line. He's the reason we're calling you. It's because we're trying to figure out what's going on. He said that he has gone out with you and really likes you, except you haven't been around.
So I went out with him and quickly afterwards learned I'm like the 50th girl he's dated from our church. Taken out on a date from church.
Oh, really?
Maybe 50 is excessive, but I just joined the group and I was telling a girlfriend that we went on a date and she kind of rolled her eyes at me. She didn't say anything bad. He isn't a bad guy. No one said he was bad. He's just known for having call it ADD when it comes to girls.
Wow.
Adam.
I can explain.
Go ahead.
I understand. I completely get it. I see where you're coming from. But here's the thing. A lot of people our age, you know, they talk about looking for marriage and looking for a partner. But really what they're doing is making excuses to hook up with a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hook up with these girls. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am actively looking for a wife. My whole plan is to get married, have a family, and raise kids. That's what I want to do. That's an ambition of mine.
Okay.
And part of that is dating. And I don't have to go on a bunch of dates with someone to know that we're not compatible, that we're better off as friends. And that's why I've gone on a lot of first dates with girls in church, because I want to date someone who loves God and who has a relationship with Christ. And I had a great time with you. And if I didn't make you feel special, or if I made you feel like just another one of the girls, I'm sorry, because I had a great time. And I really want to explore, you know, the possibility of having a relationship. And I would love to go on another date.
Sarah is fanning herself right now.
Oh, my God.
I want to say preach, brother, but
he already is.
No, I mean, dude, wow.
That just got me off.
I mean, dude, he's awesome.
Are you okay with it?
I call a radio station, you know?
Yeah.
I call a radio station.
Right?
Yeah.
Damn.
That was good. Sure.
What was about what he said that got you all
God,
hot
just
and bothered?
The confidence in the... Oh, wow. It's just Yeah, I've dated a lot of girls, but I'm looking for my wife.
Yeah. But God. You know what? I mean, he brings up a really good point, Nick.
He
doesn't sleep with these women. He goes because he's looking for something. He knows what he wants, and he hasn't found any of these women, but he certainly sees something in you that has sparked his attention, that has made him want to continue to see you. So let's go.
Like, if you don't, we're going to have a line for this dude.
Let's freaking go.
I mean, that is true. If you say no, there will be 100 women calling
and
us.
And they're like, what churches in Austin
does
he go to?
Especially because that is so true. There's no single men in the church groups.
I mean, certainly you can understand what he's saying, right?
I do. I understand. I just, you know, like, I want to feel special. I want to feel like somebody is asking me out because they're interested in me, not just because, like,
he is.
I'm another in the line, and someone's trying to find someone.
He called a radio station.
I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
Right. So, yes, there is that. He's trying really hard to get in touch with me, and I appreciate that. It's kind of cute.
Okay. So what does that mean? You're going to go out with him again?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Do I hear Angel sing?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just
like Sarah. Oh, my God.
Booker was so amped up. Let's go!
Well, I would have been really upset. I mean, you're certainly entitled to make a decision, but I would have been really upset if you would have been like, no.
Right.
Still not interested.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it goes back. That's like my dad told me, like, never buy, like, just an example, never buy the first car you see. Check out all the others, you know? And that's what he's doing with women.
I mean, but what if the first car you see is
the one you
most perfect car you've ever...
Can you circle back?
You should be able to.
You should be able to circle back.
Absolutely. I mean, you know when you first see it, like, if you
don't
like it
or not.
But
then what happens if it's gone because you waited too long?
Oh, yeah, good
checking
point.
Out
good
everybody
point.
Else.
Yeah, tell your dad that is saying it's stupid. All right, well, Nikki, Adam, we wish you the best, guys.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.